Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Hey, you know who else is here? This is going to be some great fun. You've heard me talk with him many times on the show with Teatro Zinzani and his new show, Cabaret Zazu. And he also does his Night of Groucho show that's coming up that he's going to be doing at the Hotel Cambria. Ladies and gentlemen, the one, the only, Groucho!
Hey, hey! Yes, hello, everybody. Well, I finally made it to the big time, Dean. Hello, folks, how are you? Nice to see you. Hooray for Captain Spaulding, the African explorer. Did someone call me Schnora? Hooray, hooray, hooray. This is indeed a real treat, Dean.
Yours. It's our real
treat.
Good
to see you. How are you, folks? Good to see you.
Captain Spaulding, I'm guessing this is the first time you've been in Lake Barrington, Illinois.
Well, I played all the big places, New York, London, Lake Barrington. I'm here. Nice to see you all, folks. Hello, Santa. Hello, Dean. Nice to see you. Groucho here. What's your name, madam?
Rose.
Rose? Well, go ahead. Rose, rise. Rise, Rose. Are you here alone, Rose?
No, it's my husband, Gary.
That's like being alone, isn't it, at this point? Nice to have. How long have you two been married, Rose?
12 years.
12 years. You're newlyweds in this audience over here, I tell you right now. Can anyone beat 12 years in this audience? Do I hear 25? Do I hear 30? Do I hear 35, 40? How many?
I don't hear any.
54 sold to the couple in the second row over here.
Wow.
I don't know if I should congratulate you or console you, quite frankly. What is the inspiration? What's your name, by the way?
Don.
Don? I got here at the crack of dawn, by the way. And what's your name?
Cheryl.
Don and Cheryl. What is the secret to the longevity of this marriage, Cheryl? What is it about Don that still intrigues you?
A lot of humor.
A lot of humor? Well, you're at the show anyway. Here we go. Nice to have you. What is it about Cheryl that you still love? What drives you crazy about her?
She's just nuts.
She's just nuts. Well, after looking at you, I can see why. Well, it's nice to have you all here. Groucho's back. Groucho's back and better than ever. Dean, may I come your way?
Please.
If I could walk that way, I wouldn't need the powder. Good to see you again.
Groucho,
what are you doing later? I'm not either.
You have a special show coming up, don't you?
Yes, I do, sir.
At this guy, Frank Ferrante.
That's me.
Who is...
Frank Ferrante, ladies and gentlemen,
Ferrante.
Right here. Thank you. Thank you.
I didn't know if you wanted to break character.
Oh, it's okay. No one. I've got a good face for radio.
Yeah.
There we go. No one can see me.
I'm sure everyone thinks that mustache is real.
That's right.
painted on here this morning. But you've been starring in this fantastic Zazu show. Over at the Hotel Cambria, which is selling out, by the way. Everybody has to go see the show. We'll talk about it in a minute.
Thanks, Dean.
But you're doing this Night of Groucho also.
I'm very proud of this. I've been doing this role of Groucho Marx for 38 years. So it's been a long time. And I love playing Chicago. The Marx Brothers lived in Chicago.
Right.
So I'm going to be in the theater district on November 22nd, 7 p.m., doing my one-man show, which is Groucho Marx songs and one-liners and improv like you just heard me doing with my good friend Cheryl. And that's what I'll be doing. It's such a treat to be back here again.
Yeah, it's a fantastic show.
Can you sing Lydia today?
Of course I can sing Lydia.
Lydia or
Lydia.
Will
you back me up? Can you play Lydia? No? Where's Eddie Carosa Sr. when you need him? I'll give you an idea. The show is songs and stories. You don't even have to be a Groucho fan to appreciate, but I'll give you a little bit of Lydia the Tattooed Lady. This song was written by Harold Arlen and Arlen and Harburg, who wrote The Wizard of Oz. The entire score, the same year they wrote this song for Groucho Marx at MGM. Here's a little bit of Lydia the Tattooed Lady. It's a little naughty, but bear with me. Oh, Lydia, oh, Lydia, say, have you met Lydia? Lydia the Tattooed Lady. She has eyes that folks adore so, and a torso even more so. Lydia, oh, Lydia, that encyclopedia. Lydia the Queen of Tattoo. On her back is the Battle of Waterloo. Beside it, the wreck of the Hesperus too. And proudly above waves, the red, white, and blue. You can learn a lot from Lydia. Everybody, la, 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 la. La, 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 la. You get the idea, folks. There you go.
Hey,
how about a bit of Lydia?
How about that, Frank Ferrante?
My pleasure. Thank
you. Night of Evening with Groucho is when?
It's November 22nd, Tuesday, 7 p.m. at the Cambria Hotel in the Theater District.
All right. How does one get tickets to that?
That would be Cabaret Zazu, Z-A-Z-O-U.
Common spelling?
Common spelling. The common spelling of Zazu, Z-A-Z-O-U. CabaretZazu.com. Or EveningWithGroucho.com, Dean.
Oh, much easier.
How about that?
Much easier to
remember. And then you can go see A Christmas Story right after that.
That's I'm not going to that.
I'm going to show up as Groucho. The two of us will crash it.
Yeah, you thought Ralphie had trouble when he got his tongue stuck to the bowl. Wait till we finish the show and I get on the phone with them later on today.
I just picked up all the Christmas Carol time, ladies and gentlemen.
Damn bumpuses.
You thought that BB gun was trouble. Let's take a little break and we'll come right back here with Frank Ferranti and Groucho and the whole crew.
Yeah.
Live from Treetop with Barrington. Stick around. So stand by for that. We are not going to have a performance from the Marriott's.
Anybody from A Christmas Story coming?
No.
They
canceled on us at the last minute.
Oh.
Yeah, they just canceled on us rudely at the last minute. So not that I'm going to mention that more than 300 or 400 times.
Well, at least you're not bitter about it, which is nice.
Right.
You're hiding your anger,
I'm being
which
a professional.
Yeah.
I'm being a professional
what
about
a pro.
It.
I could imagine if you weren't being a professional, what we would hear.
That's right. Shwani, do you have a far-flung forecast
you
for us?
I do.
Okay,
right. Not right now. Bet not right now.
Yes, indeed.
Hang on. Not yet. Not yet. But it's in a few minutes, we'll get to your far-flung forecast. Is that all right?
You're such a tease, Dean.
Well, you know this. We need something to fill the space where A Christmas Story was going to be.
Why? Did somebody cancel?
I don't know if you heard that they canceled
on us
at the last minute. Yeah. Smart decision, Marriott Lincolnshire. How does it feel now? Frank Ferranti is here from Cabaret Zazu.
Cabaret.
Thank you. And Cabaret. Night of Groucho that's going on at the Cambria Theater in downtown Chicago. Really, really, really entertaining show. Cabaret Zazu. How would you describe it, Frank?
How would I describe Cabaret Zazu is a variety show, and it takes place inside this 100-year-old tent in the Cambria Hotel on three floors, and there are acts from all over the world, for contortion and jugglers and singing.
It's like Bozo Circus.
It's Cirque du Soleil, and it's a full four-course meal. It's a hell of a circus. Yes, it is. And there's me doing comedy, so yes.
Yeah, it's really, really entertaining, and Frank's Night with Groucho is another great show. We've got some Groucho trivia and some fantastic prizes.
Yes, we have. Are you with me now? I don't know. Do we have any Groucho fans out here? Are marks for the fans? Some of you?
Right here.
All right, we do.
Right here.
Hands can you hear me?
Everywhere.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm going to ask you a few questions, okay? And just shout it out, and you get a gift here. Okay. Name a Marx Brothers film. The first to yell it out. Night at the Opera, right over there. Night at the Opera it is.
All right.
All right.
You're going to be a winner, and if you are one of the winners, step back. And
step back, winner. We got
step
a little
back,
prize.
And we'll get you your prize.
You
and you'll
it.
Never see him again.
All right. Right. If you see anybody from A Christmas Story back there, let me know.
Who gets shot with a Red Ryder?
That's right. All right.
It's
how
a
about
firing
a
squad.
Yeah.
Who knows Groucho Marx's real name? Anyone know Groucho Marx's
Groucho
real
Marx's
name?
Groucho Marx's real name. Not you, Jim.
Oh, well, I gave him the question.
Over here? Yes, sir. No, that's Chico. His brother's close, though. Anyone?
Groucho's? Yes. What is Groucho's real name?
Groucho's real name. No. Larry? No.
Larry Marx.
You're thinking of the Three Stooges, I think, over here. But close. It's actually Julius.
Carl? Is it Carl?
It's Karl Marx. It's Stretch Marx.
Stretch Marx.
Oh, say. Come on. Where's the rim shot on that one?
Here. Santa, do you know? No, it's his name. Yes? Julius it is.
Julius it is. All right. There
I'm glad
you go.
I said it before you answered, too. Yeah. Okay. Now, what another one? I got one for you, folks. What was the name of Groucho Marx's quiz show that was on television?
Whoa, everybody
here,
wins.
You bet your life over here. Sir, stand up and collect your prize. Madam, you can collect your prize for getting Julius. Stand up and get your prize.
Welcome,
you bet your life. Say the secret word and divide an extra
$100. That's how we should have had a duck descend.
It's a common rule, yes.
Who was his co-host?
That's a good one. Who was Groucho Marx's co-host on You Bet Your Life? He's the one who introduced Groucho every week. George Peniman it is.
Right.
In the back row.
George
Peniman. Go get your prize.
Hello, George.
He would introduce Groucho every week for 14 years with, and here he is, the one, the only,
Groucho.
Perfect.
Yes.
What a joy.
How about who was the female co-star in many of the Marx Brothers films?
Oh, anyone know? Yes, back there. Margaret Dumont over here.
Very nice.
You get that one. Stand up and take it.
Margaret Dumont. Very nice.
I love Groucho and Margaret Dumont. He would say horribly funny things like, I can see you right now in the kitchen bending over a hot stove, but I can't see the stove. I know. But he was great. I love the two of them together.
How do you maintain your energy when you do this show? I mean, when you do Zazu, you're all over the place, and you are nonstop.
Right.
You never know what's going to happen because you work the audience like you're doing here today. But that Groucho show, you're on tables. You're jumping here, there. You're all over the place.
It's years of doing it. This is really my 38th year, and I love the character so much, and it's just joy. And so he made me laugh when I was 10 years old, and I feel like, and he exhilarated me, so I feel like I need to do the same thing because it changed my life. But it's a matter of, it's like anything. The more you do it, you hope the better you get, the stronger you get.
Yeah.
And, you know, hearing laughter for 35 years, it makes you want to keep doing it. So I feel very, very fortunate, Dean.
It's a fantastic show. I can't recommend either of the shows enough.
Thank you.
What about A Christmas Story? Can you recommend that?
Cabaret, yeah. How are you with that? How are you with Ralphie?
Dean, I'm the understudy for Ralphie, so you need me.
Well, they're going to need one after, after 1 o'clock. They're going to be in need of... Cabaret Zazu and A Night with Groucho, both coming up at Hotel Cambria in downtown Chicago. Cabaret Zazu is in an open run right now.
Yes.
But A Night with Groucho is November 22nd.
Yes, one night only, and it's a two-act comedy with music. I've got this incredible piano player coming in who's played for every Broadway and star and cabaret star, and it's a party. So if you're whether you like Groucho or not, I hope some of you come and join us because I like doing Groucho still, which is hard to believe after all these years. You know, his son hired me to play his role. I was 22 years old in college doing the show as a project, senior project, and I invited Groucho Marx's son. He shows up and says to me, Frank, he's a playwright. If I ever do a show about my father again, I'd like to use you. Now, that's a great Arthur Marx imitation, if you didn't know. I did Groucho and Arthur. But anyway, so that's how it started. And we went to New York off-Broadway within a year, and it's been fun ever since, folks. So that's the story.
Let's have a big hand for Frank Galante.
I'll give you an exit. How about
there you go.
Hello, I must be going. I cannot stay. I came to say I must be going. I'm glad I came, but just the same, I must be going. Lala, so long, Dean. I love you all.
We love you.
Yes.
Frank Ferrante.
Yeah. Folks.
Thank you for coming up. Hey, you know who else is here? And this is going to be some great fun. You've heard me talk with him many times on the show with Teatro Zinzani. And his new show, Zazu, Cabaret Zazu? Cabaret Zazu. And he also does his Night of Groucho show that's coming up that he's going to be doing at the Hotel Cambria. Ladies and gentlemen, the one, the only, Groucho!
Hey, hey! Yes, hello, everybody. Well, I finally made it to the big time, Dean. Hello, folks, how are you? Nice to see you. Hooray for Captain Spaulding, the African explorer. Did someone call me Schnora? Hooray, hooray, hooray. This is indeed a real treat, Dean. Yours.
It's our real
treat. Good to
treat.
See you.
Our
how
real
are
treat.
You, folks? Good to see you.
Captain Spaulding, I'm guessing this is the first time you've been in Lake Barrington, Illinois.
Well, I played all the big places, New York, London, Lake Barrington. I'm here. Nice to see you all, folks. Hello, Santa. Hello, Dean. Nice to see you. Groucho here. What's your name, madam?
Rose.
Rose? Well, go ahead. Rose, rise. Rise, Rose. Are you here alone, Rose?
No, it's my husband, Gary.
That's like being alone, isn't it, at this point? Nice to have... How long have you two been married, Rose?
12 years.
12 years. You're newlyweds in this audience over here, I tell you right now. Can anyone beat 12 years in this audience? Do I hear 25? Do I hear 30? Do I hear 35, 40? How many?
I don't hear any.
54 sold to the couple in the second row over here.
Wow.
I don't know if I should congratulate you or console you, quite frankly. What is the inspiration? What's your name, by the way?
Don.
Don? I got here at the crack of dawn, by the way. And what's your name?
Cheryl.
Don and Cheryl. What is the secret to the longevity of this marriage, Cheryl? What is it about Don that still intrigues you?
A lot of humor.
A lot of humor? Well, you're at the show anyway. Here we go. Nice to have you. What is it about Cheryl that you still love? What drives you crazy about her?
She's just nuts.
She's just nuts. Well, after looking at you, I can see why. Well, it's nice to have you all here. Groucho's back. Groucho's back and better than ever. Dean, Dean, may I come your way?
Please.
If I could walk that way, I wouldn't need the powder. Good to see you again.
So, Groucho, you
What are you doing later? I'm not either.
You have a special show coming up, don't you?
Yes, I do, sir.
At this guy, Frank Ferrante.
That's me.
Who is...
Frank Ferrante, ladies and gentlemen,
Ferrante.
Right here. Thank you. Thank you.
I didn't know if you wanted to break character.
Oh, it's okay. No one... I've got a good face for radio.
Yeah.
There we go. No one can see me.
I'm sure everyone thinks that mustache is real that
That's
you painted on there this morning. But you've been starring in this fantastic Zazu show over at the Hotel Cambria, which is selling out, by the way. Everybody has to go see the show. We'll talk about it in a minute.
Thanks, Dean.
But you're doing this Night of Groucho also.
I'm very proud of this. I've been doing this role of Groucho Marx for 38 years. So it's been a long time. And I love playing Chicago. The Marx Brothers lived in Chicago.
Right.
So I'm going to be in the theater district on November 22nd, 7 p.m., doing my one-man show, which is Groucho Marx songs and one-liners and improv like you just heard me doing with my good friend Cheryl. And that's what I'll be doing. It's such a treat to be back here again.
Yeah, it's a fantastic show.
Can you
show.
Sing Lydia today?
Of course I can sing Lydia.
Lydia or
Lydia.
Back
me up? Can you play Lydia? No? Where's Eddie Carosa Sr. when you need him? I'll give you an idea. The show is songs and stories. You don't even have to be a Groucho fan to appreciate, but I'll give you a little bit of Lydia the Tattooed Lady.
If you
now,
must.
This song was written by Harold Arlen and Arlen and Harburg, who wrote The Wizard of Oz. The entire score, the same year they wrote this song for Groucho Marx at MGM. Here's a little bit of Lydia the Tattooed Lady. It's a little naughty, but bear with me. Oh, Lydia, oh, Lydia, say, have you met Lydia? Lydia the Tattooed Lady. She has eyes that folks adore so, and a torso even more so. Lydia, oh, Lydia, that encyclopedia, Lydia the Queen of Tattoo. On her back is the Battle of Waterloo. Beside it, the wreck of the Hesperus too. And proudly above waves, red, white, and blue. You can learn a lot from Lydia. Everybody, la, 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 la. La, 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 la. You get the idea, folks. There you go.
Hey,
how about a bit of Lydia?
How about that, Frank Ferrante?
My pleasure. Thank
the
you.
The night of Evening with Groucho is when?
It's November 22nd, Tuesday, 7 p.m. at the Cambria Hotel in the Theater District.
All right. How does one get tickets to that?
That would be Cabaret Zazu, Z-A-Z-O-U.
Common spelling?
Common spelling. The common spelling of Zazu, Z-A-Z-O-U. CabaretZazu.com. Or EveningWithGroucho.com, Dean.
Oh, much easier.
How about that?
Much easier to
And then
remember.
You can go see A Christmas Story right after that.
That's I'm not going to that.
I'm going to show up as Groucho. The two of us will crash it.
Yeah, you thought Ralphie had trouble when he got his tongue stuck to the pole. Wait till we finish the show and I get on the phone with them later on today.
I just picked up all the Christmas Carol time, ladies and gentlemen.
Damn bumpuses.
You thought that BB gun was trouble. Let's take a little break and we'll come right back here with Frank Ferrante and Groucho and the whole crew.
Yeah.
Live from Treetop with Barrington. Stick around. So stand by for that. We are not going to have a performance from the Marriott's.
Anybody from A Christmas Story coming?
No.
They
they canceled on us at the last minute.
Oh.
Yeah, they just canceled on us rudely at the last minute. So not that I'm going to mention that more than 300 or 400 times.
Well, at least you're not bitter about it, which is nice.
Right.
You're hiding your anger,
I'm being
which
a professional.
Yeah.
I'm being a professional
What
about
a pro. I could imagine if you weren't being a professional what we would hear.
That's right. Shawnee, do you have a far-flung forecast
you
for us?
I do.
All okay, right.
Not right now. Not right now.
Yes, indeed.
Hang on. Not yet. Not yet. But in a few minutes, we'll get to your far-flung forecast.
Oh,
is that all right?
You're such a tease, Dave.
Well, you know that. We need something to fill the space where A Christmas Story was going to be.
Why? Did somebody cancel?
I don't know if you heard that they canceled on us at the last minute. Yeah. Smart decision, Marriott Lincolnshire. How does it feel now? Frank Ferrante is here from Cabaret Zazu.
Cabaret.
Thank you. And Night of Groucho that's going on at the Cambria Theater in downtown Chicago. Really, really, really entertaining show. Cabaret Zazu. How would you describe it, Frank?
How would I describe Cabaret Zazu is a variety show, and it takes place inside this 100-year-old tent in the Cambria Hotel on three floors, and there are acts from all over the world, for contortion and jugglers and singing.
It's like Bozo Circus.
It's Cirque du Soleil, and it's a full four-course meal. It's a hell of a circus. Yeah. Yes, it is. And there's me doing comedy, so yes.
Yeah, it's really, really entertaining, and Frank's Night with Groucho is another great show. We've got some Groucho trivia and some fantastic prizes.
Yes, we have. Are you with me now? I don't know. Do we have any Groucho fans out here? Are marks for the fans? Some of you?
Right here.
All right, we do.
Right here.
Can you hear me?
Everywhere.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm going to ask you a few questions, okay? And just shout it out, and you get a gift here. Okay. Name a Marx Brothers film, the first to yell it out. Night at the Opera, right over there. Night at the Opera it is.
All right.
All right.
You're going to be a winner, and if you are one of the winners, step back. And
step back, winner. We got
step
a little
back,
prize.
And we'll get you your prize.
You
and you'll
it.
Never see him again.
All right. Right. If you see anybody from A Christmas Story back there, let me know.
Who gets shot with a Red Ryder?
That's right. All right,
it's
how
a
about
firing
a
squad.
Yeah.
Who knows Groucho Marx's real name? Anyone know Groucho Marx's real
Groucho
name?
Marx's real. Not you, Jim.
Oh, well, I gave him the question.
Over here? Yes, sir. No, that's Chico. His brothers. Close, though. Anyone?
Groucho's. Yes. What is Groucho's real name?
Groucho's real name. No. Larry? No.
Larry Marx.
You're thinking of the Three Stooges, I think, over here. But close. It's actually Julius.
Carl? Is it Carl?
It's Karl Marx. It's Stretch Marx.
Stretch Marx.
Oh, come on. Where's the rim shot on that one?
Here. Santa, do you know? No, it's his name. Yes? Julius it is.
Julius it is. All right. There
I'm glad
you go.
I said it before you answered, too. Yeah. Okay, now what? Another one. I got one for you, folks. What was the name of Groucho Marx's quiz show that was on television?
Whoa, everybody
here,
wins.
You bet your life over here. Welcome, sir, stand up and collect your prize. Madam, you can collect your prize for getting Julius. Stand up and get your prize. All welcome, right. Welcome, you bet your life. Say the
that's
secret word and divide an extra $100.
We should have had a duck descend
a
from the...
Yes.
Who was his co-host?
That's a good one. Who was Groucho Marx's co-host on You Bet Your Life? He's the one who introduced Groucho every week. George Peniman it is in the back row.
Yes,
go get your prize.
Hello, George.
He would introduce Groucho every week for 14 years with, and here he is, the one, the only
Groucho.
Perfect. Yes. What a joy.
How about who was the female co-star in many of the Marx Brothers films?
Oh, anyone know? Yes, back there. Margaret Dumont over here.
Very nice.
You get that one. Stand up and take
Margaret Dumont.
Very nice.
I love Groucho and Margaret Dumont. He would say horribly funny things like, I can see you right now in the kitchen bending over a hot stove, but I can't see the stove. I know. But he was great. I love the two of them together.
How do you maintain your energy when you do this show? I mean, when you do Zazu, you're all over the place, and you are nonstop.
Right.
You never know what's going to happen because you work the audience like you're doing here today. But that Groucho show, you're on tables. You're jumping here, there. You're all over the place.
It's years of doing it. This is really my 38th year, and I love the character so much, and it's just joy. And so he made me laugh when I was 10 years old, and I feel like, and he exhilarated me, so I feel like I need to do the same thing because it changed my life. But it's a matter of, it's like anything. The more you do it, you hope the better you get, the stronger you get.
Yeah.
And, you know, hearing laughter for 35 years, it makes you want to keep doing it. So I feel very, very fortunate, Dean.
It's a fantastic show. I can't recommend either of the shows enough.
Thank you.
What about A Christmas Story? Can you recommend that?
Cabaret, yeah. How are you with that? How are you with Ralphie?
Dean, I'm the understudy for Ralphie, so you need me.
Well, they're going to need one after 1 o'clock. They're going to be in need of. Cabaret Zazu and A Night with Groucho, both coming up at Hotel Cambria in downtown Chicago. Cabaret Zazu is in an open run right now.
Yes.
But A Night with Groucho is November 22nd.
Yes, one night only, and it's a two-act comedy with music. I've got this incredible piano player coming in who's played for every Broadway and star and cabaret star, and it's a party. So if you're in, whether you like Groucho or not, I hope some of you come and join us because I like doing Groucho still, which is hard to believe after all these years. You know, his son hired me to play his role. I was 22 years old in college doing the show as a project, senior project, and I invited Groucho Marx's son. He shows up and says to me, Frank, he's a playwright. If I ever do a show about my father again, I'd like to use you. Now, that's a great Arthur Marx imitation, if you didn't know. I did Groucho and Arthur. But anyway, so that's how it started. And we went to New York off-Broadway within a year, and it's been fun ever since, folks. So that's the story.
Let's have a big hand for Frank Ferrante.
Thank you. I'll give you an exit. How about
there you go.
Hello, I must be going. I cannot stay. I came to say I must be going. I'm glad I came. It's just the same. I must be going. Lala. So long, Dean. I love you all.
We love you.
Yes.
Frank Ferranti.
Yeah. Folks.
Thank you for coming up.